Now on with more news stories. Road ruckus halts traffic on Riverside. Nearly 600 years of farming royalty are honoured on the second day of the show, and an Ethiopian researcher has won a new international scholarship to study farmers' drought and water challenges.
Fiesta fisticuffs shocks drivers as a fight spilled into a busy city centre road during rush hour. The brawl broke out in Bishop Bridge Road near the Lollards Pit pub as two men came to blows and fell into the path of queuing traffic. According to a bystander, the reason for the altercation was that one of the men robs homeless people. Anthony Fairclough was cycling to work when he heard the commotion, and his bike's camera recorded the scuffle ending up on the bonnet of a Ford Fiesta. There were a few punches thrown, but most missed. It was a lot more like grappling and rolling around. However, it then spilled onto the road where there was a rush hour traffic, which caused an even bigger backlog. They were then fighting on the bonnet of a lady's car, and she was beeping her horn, as well as many others, to try and get them to move. A police spokesman confirmed there have not yet been any reports of the incident or of a related theft.
A new gymnastics centre has opened in a disused city data unit. East Anglian Gymnastics has opened its ninth gym in the region in Whifflin Road in Mile Cross. The company already has sites in Great Yarmouth, Lowestoft and Ipswich. We have met 200 aspiring gymnasts since opening on June the 19th and look forward to seeing many more signing up, said the head coach and site manager, Jordan Page. Norwich parents have already been making the most of the free taster sessions on offer for new gymnasts aged 2.5 and older. The 7,000 square foot facility has a sprung floor and is kitted out with some of the latest gymnastic equipment. Jordan, who lives in Lowestoft, only became interested in gymnastics aged 16 when he started doing parkour. Growing up, I had no interest in sports, he said. Now the gymnastics facilities available are amazing and more children are getting into it. It's very exciting.
Farming careers spanning nearly 600 years of loyalty, dedication and expertise were honoured at the Royal Norfolk Show. The Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association presented long service awards to 13 loyal farm workers, including tractor drivers, arable managers and a farm secretary. All had careers of at least 35 years and one had racked up a half century, self-employed rural gunsmith Christopher Tanner. The award winners were John Cater, workshop manager, machine fitter at Raynham Farm Company, 37 years. Stephen Moore, lead sprayman at Orman, 39 years. Robert Risborough, senior operator, tractor operator at Delta Farming, 43 years. Gary Dawes, farm operations manager at Orman, 43 years. Suzanne Mean, farm secretary at Orman, 43 years. Keith Debbidge, self-employed hedge cutter, services to Norfolk, 45 years. Colin Pierce, farm operator at DC West Farms, 46 years. Richard Beck, arable specialist at R.J. Moore and Partners, 47 years. Neville Ribbons, farm worker at Billockby Farms, 47 years. Kevin Bannum, arable manager at J.E. Spratt, 47 years. Richard Burton, farm worker at M.D. Wright and Partners, 48 years. Philip Warnes, lead ploughman, 49 years. Christopher Tanner, self-employed rural gunsmith, services to Norfolk, 50 years.
Norwich City fans gathered at Carrow Row yesterday to bid farewell to one of the club's greatest goal scorers. More than 100 Canary supporters lined up outside the club's stadium to applaud as Terry Alcock's funeral hearse completed a lap of the ground where he scored so many goals. The club has said it will honour Mr. Alcock, Norwich City's second highest goal scorer, at their first home game when the new championship season kicks off in August. Known as the Count, Mr. Alcock netted 127 goals in a Canaries career spanning 11 years, from 1958 to 1969. Mr. Alcock, a key part of the famous 1959 Canaries side, which reached the semi-finals of the FA Cup in 1959, died at the age of 88 on June the 11th. A requiem mass was held at St George's Roman Catholic Church in Sproston Road and was followed by a private family committal.
An Ethiopian researcher who moved to Norfolk to complete her master's degree has won a new international scholarship to study farmers, drought and water challenges. Helena Chole is the first recipient of the Norfolk International Scholarship launched at the Royal Norfolk Show, aiming to help farmers manage the impact of climate change. The 37-year-old moved to Norwich last year to study agriculture and rural development at the University of East Anglia, having previously worked to support smallholders in her home country, helping to train farmers and take them from subsistence to more commercial food production. Although Norfolk's farming landscape is very different, there are shared challenges relating to climate change, droughts and water availability, which she will now be exploring using case studies in southern European countries like Portugal. "I am very, very excited," she said. "This is a fantastic opportunity to really spend some time diving deeply into this topic. I'm not quite sure what it will bring, but very open to this journey. It is to do with water management, as climate change is changing the amount of water we have available for irrigation. In some cases, we have too much rainfall. In other cases, we have too little. So how do farmers manage this? How do they come together to cooperate and manage the water we do have, to be more efficient and more effective with resources that are becoming increasingly scarce? Ethiopia is an agrarian country, so if we have drought, that is a big deal, with a lot of livelihoods and a lot of food sources being affected. So that is always in the back of my mind." Royal Norfolk Show Vice President Poole Hooverson said the association has allocated £150,000 of grant and bursary funding since 2022, and that the new scholarship would bring international insights on water management that would be of benefit to farmers and growers in Norfolk and beyond.